This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
The thing you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road. Nothing out to run my V8 a Cadillac doing about 95.
Welcome back. We are broadcasting live from Maggie O'Brien's downtown. Come on by. Have a great lunch and also register to win Blues tickets. My good friend Bill McDermott texting in. Yes, the best defender of all time from St. Louis on the women's side, Becky Sauerbrunn, and the best forward midfielder, Lori Kolupny. The U.S. women's national team had 35,000 on April 4th, 2015 at Busch Stadium, also against New Zealand. So, boy, we have a great history of just drawing extremely well. You know, I used to think that this game was going to be very instrumental in terms of impressing the MLS. But you know what? That looks like it's a done deal. We're going to impress them because there's going to be 30-plus thousand. And it's going to be one of the biggest crowds ever for the U.S. women's national team, you know, to play like a – it's, you know, not a championship game, just a kind of an exhibition game. But – that thing is decided. It's going to be announced sometime this summer that the MLS is coming to St. Louis for the year 2022. All right. Let me give you the guest list. He is ready? All right. Let's check in with the voice of the St. Louis Blues, Chris Kerber. Chris, great to be with you. How are you?
Frank, I'm doing good today. How are you doing?
Very good. What do you think could be a possible alteration or a possible change, maybe not in the lineup, but maybe in the power play tonight? What do you think's going to happen with Coach Berube?
Well, we'll find out here in just a moment with the Steve in terms of how they're what they're doing and how they're going to do that. But hey, I wouldn't be shocked at all to see Colton Parayko out there like you saw the power play tend to finish in that last game. It just hasn't been good enough. It has to be more effective, and it has to be and it has to generate more shots. So, but you can put, in my opinion, you can take five guys that have never been on the power play before and put them out there. And if they're not going to be willing to fight to shoot the puck and get it to the front of the net, and they're going to pass it around looking for the perfect shot every time, it's not going to matter. So whether you're doing that with fourth line players or top line players, you've got to get guys willing to shoot the puck. And that's got to be the key here. You know, we've talked about the hockey challenges of it, of having a left-handed shot on the left wing, a right-handed shot on the right wing. You know, you take – there's nobody out there with the ability to take the one-timer when you do it that way. They don't gear the power play that way. So, you know, frankly, until they get to the point where, you know, somebody has a much better shooting mentality, the shots are going to be limited. And when you're limited to just that one shot on net or two shots on net, every single time, Frank, you know, the reality of it is it better be doggone good. And if that one shot you're taking is getting blocked, you're going to have problems. So it's definitely an issue that needs addressing because it can and should be a difference maker for this team.
So if it were your call, what five would you trot out there in the first power play tonight?
You know what? I would make sure, for me, the two guys I'd want to see out there are either Colton Parayko or Alexander Steen. He has Alexander has a shooting. Well, he's got a shooting mentality, and he still has a hard shot now. And he's a guy that's done it in the past. So you put him on the point, he's going to shoot the puck. And when you have somebody out there that's going to shoot the puck, the other guys have to be ready for it. So I wouldn't mind seeing one of those two guys out there.
Chris Kerber, voice of the Blues, joining us before a big game three. Give us your take on the Tarasenko performance so far. It was a little better in game two where he got eight shots, I believe, but still not quite enough.
Well, I mean, let's face it, he's a premier goal scorer. He's supposed to be your top goal scorer, so you could get 12 shots on net, and if none of them go in over a series of games, your people are going to say it's not going to be enough. Where he has the chance to be effective is on the power play. And I'm looking at the setup right now, Frank, and it looks like they are making that one adjustment where it looks like a couple of adjustments here, Frank. Looks like Colt Parayko's on the unit with Vladimir Tarasenko, and you've got Bozak, Maroon, and O'Reilly. So some some adjustments there. Got a couple of different personnel changes. And as they work it, and they work it behind the net, you know, where Pat Maroon could be so good, you know. But, again, Tarasenko's on that left side. So, and then on the other end, it does look like Alex Pietrangelo's out there with Shen and Schwartz. David Perron and Vince Dunn is going to be part of that cycle. I don't actually mind the idea of having the two defensemen out there with the way San Jose's gotten some shorthanded chances. So I'm pretty good on that point. So they did definitely make some personnel adjustments and looked on this power play.
You know, everybody's familiar with Pietrangelo's two isolated bad moments, but outside of that, and I know those are two pretty significant moments, what do you think of the captain?
I think everybody, not just him, I think everybody's play has been pretty good. You know, give some credit to San Jose and give some credit to Logan Couture for making a heck of a smart hockey play there. He's a terrific hockey player. And, you know, but yes, you need to make a better play. You need to make a smarter play than Alex Pietrangelo did. But, you know, I think he's been okay. I think there's another level to his game. And if it calms down, it'll be a big difference for the St. Louis Blues. You know, in terms of just even better 5-on-5 play, which I think you're going to need here in game 3.
Braden Schenn, I believes that there's another level to his game. What are you seeing with him so far?
Well, you're seeing the physical play without a doubt. You're just not seeing the puck going in and the scoring. I think he's up to 8 games now without a point. So, for him, it's just one of those, keep playing that way. And frankly, if he's playing that way and Jaden Schwartz continues to light it up, great. You're getting some jobs done there. So it's just one of those things, Frank, where this series could come down to, you know, these next couple games could come down to which of the two teams finds a way. Well, there's just another bad pass on the power play. I mean, if you don't clean it up in practice, I just don't know how you're going to not clean it up in a game. You're trying to force plays through the middle of the ice. They try it every single time. And I've just watched it happen twice here, and then you're going to see it happen 3 times on a power play tonight. San Jose Sharks are going to knock it down. I don't understand that scenario there. But
so wait a minute, you're advocating
makes perfect.
So you're saying they're a little too cute that you just shoot the puck more? Is that correct?
I think they're trying to. I think what they're sometimes they're trying to do, I think Vladimir Tarasenko sometimes tries to throw that puck all the way across the ice too much and try to get it through 2 or 3 sticks. And that's just not his game. That's not the style that he needs to play, in my opinion. So I think where you see the power play start to unravel and lose its momentum and steam is when they go to force a play. And instead of taking what's given them and work around it and move the puck quicker with some one-touch passing, they're trying to put a seam pass all the way through to break the penalty kill, and it's just that much harder. But back to the other point, I think that, you know, each team has had a couple of its key players be impactful, and obviously none more impactful than Logan Couture. That said, whichever team gets the other top players going, you know, do you get Vladimir Tarasenko going? Do you get Braden Schenn going? Do they get Joe Pavelski going? You know, do they get more from Tomas Hertl? That kind of thing. Whichever player finds the game of their top guy quicker, whichever team that is finds the game for their top guys, it's I think the one that's going to jump out to a strong series lead is this one.
Just got a text, and since we have the privilege of having you giving us live play-by-play during the Blues morning skate, is Robert Thomas out there? And if he's not, is Robbie Fabry taking a spot?
Okay. Give me a second to look around the ice there, bud.
All right, take your time.
I don't have an answer. I'm standing on the one end, right? I'm standing on the one end. I see David Perron. I see. Yeah, you know what, Frank? I can't answer that one yet because I just can't see down there yet. I'm on the one end. That move would surprise me unless the guy's hurt or sick. So I haven't heeded anything. So I'll know that more when I get into the locker room. Sorry, there's a little live radio for you.
No, this is good stuff. How about Jordan Binnington through 2 games, and what are you seeing there?
He's been good, and he was great in game 2. I mean, he really has given his team a chance to win a game every single time that this team has taken the ice and every single time that he's been out there. He's been excellent. And You know, he looked that much more comfortable in the second game in the Shark Tank there. I talked to him about it afterwards. He said, yeah, definitely made a difference. You're used to some sight lines, different things you're seeing. So he's been terrific, and I'd expect nothing less. And this has not been an easy schedule, except for just a couple of days, you know, between game six of round one and the start of round two. They have been playing hockey every single day. I mean, they've been playing hockey every single day. They've had wacky start times, and they've had long travel covering several time zones. So, you know, this has been, I think what he has shown in the Calm and what he's done for this hockey team has been nothing short of spectacular.
Chris, I know you're following all the other series very closely. It's just kind of an impression of Boston on how dominating they've been up 3-0.
Yeah, you know what, and it's not just that they've been up 3-0 in this series. They have really played well. They started out a little bit slow, and then, you know, in the first game, and then Bruce Cassidy put David Backes and some of the veteran guys back in the lineup, and, you know, that showed, and that experience and grit in the playoffs mattered. And they are a doggone good hockey team. They are as probably as complete a hockey team as there is out there. Having said that, if it wasn't for Tuukka Rask standing on his head, they would have lost game three there. So their goaltender, who's got a goals against in the playoffs right now, under two, is really the story for the Boston Bruins right now.
All right, take us inside the San Jose locker room, and what do you think they're looking to adjust here in game three, gut feel?
I think they are probably looking to do the exact same thing that the St. Louis Blues did after game one. I think, one, they've got veteran experience. I mean, you got a guy like Joe Thornton that's played over 130 playoff games. You know, you've got Logan Couture that jumped to 100 playoff points with his games last night. Pavelski's got 99 playoff points. They've got a ton of experience there, and especially with Burns. And shoot, even Nyquist, who came over from Detroit, and you think, well, Detroit's been down a little bit. Remember, they still had that long run that didn't end until, a year or two ago of playoff appearances. So even Gustav Nyquist is up to 50 playoff games. These guys are confident. They're going to come into this one saying, we just need to play a cleaner game. We gave the Blues a little too much, just like the Blues gave them in game one. So I think they're going to take very much the same approach. I don't know that I'd expect to see much of a change. If there was a change, maybe defensively, if they were to make a move and pull maybe Ryan out of the lineup defensively. But I can't imagine there's much of an opportunity for them to make a big change on the forward standpoint. You know, just because they've got the experience, and I don't think either team has necessarily won or lost a game because they've just been totally outwhipped by the other team. I think both teams have made mistakes that have led to the lack of success that they've had.
Final thought. This is what year for you broadcasting the Blues?
This is my 19th season.
Can 18th you remember?
18th, if you don't count that long, missing the lockout. 19th year, let's say.
Would you agree that in your tenure that this is the most passionate and into a hockey team our town has ever been?
Since I've been here, and even growing up, I guess, this has got to be up there. You know, I mean, going back to the conference finals, even in 2001, though, it was a heck of a buzz. I just think maybe that, you know, with the Rams having left and all that stuff and the extra passion that's around, I think it's been great. The way the city's bought into the Play Gloria and that fun with it, watching people activate. I'm driving down Henry Road to my house last night, and I see somebody with a big old blue note, you know, spread out and lit up in their front yard. You know, I mean, it's just fun. The banners are there. By the way, people can come to the team store, get a banner, and they can hang it at their business or their house. It's awesome. But, yeah, the imagination's there, and I'll tell you what, the belief is there, too. People believe that this is a team that can get you back to the final for the first time since 1970, and I don't disagree with them.
And we got a text. I think the Blues made it official that Game 5, the one in San Jose, they're going to open up the Enterprise Center for a watch party.
Yeah, you can get the details on stlouisblues.com. But there will be a watch party here at Enterprise Center. I do think you need a ticket. They're nice and cheap, you know, to get in so they can manage the crowd a little bit there. But hopefully fans will come in and pack it in. And that's a Sunday afternoon game, so it's a nice, easy one to bring the kids down and have some fun with them. Give them the great experience of just being a fan.
Final thought. Can you take one more look? Do you see Thomas on the ice?
I'm standing behind the net, but I got a bad view of this. I don't want to mislead anybody. I do see Fabry.
Okay. Well, he'd be skating anyway, correct?
Yeah, he'd be skating anyway, correct.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff, Chris. Honored to have you on.
Once I figure that out.
We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Okay, man. Have a great day.
All right. Chris Kerber, voice of the Blues, joining us. He's brought to us by Petromart. Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry, Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues. Josh Helmuth, our reporter, Channel 5, cannot see Robert Thomas on the ice. Jim Thomas says that Robert Thomas is out. Stay tuned. We'll have the latest on that as that story evolves. The Blues players will probably be coming off the ice in about 5 minutes, and then we'll go into the locker room. We'll get some sound, and Coach Brewery will address that situation very shortly. Do you want to tell you about our title sponsor, Hollywood Casino? I think tonight is the big night. It's Dave Matthews' concert. If you want to go out there and not watch hockey and enjoy a great concert, or you can do a little bit of both and watch the game at 99 Hops House, take that little shuttle over to the concert. It's just a great place to watch hockey. It's a great place to do some people watching. We appreciate Hollywood Casino being our title sponsor. We'll take a break. Martin will join us at 11 o'clock. Text and phone calls when we come back.